Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a weekly show where two to three old guys talk about old games. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and it's been a while since I've told a masturbatory pornographic adventure story.
Too long.
You heard my Game Gear story. You're all riled up.
My wife has been too happy with me lately, so I need to do something just to infuriate her. I know, Dave, I think you're familiar, and then special guest host. I know you're familiar because you're part of this story.
Okay.
The box.
There's a lot I don't remember.
the channel, The Box, that was like during the day it was music videos, and then at night it was $5.99 per movie, softcore pornography.
No.
I remember my friend, I'm sure he doesn't listen, but another friend from church, he had TV in his room, and he had The Box. So we were all sitting there late at night, and we just flipped to The Box after the music would come off, and it was the wavy, squiggly pornography where it's like, is that a nipple? That's a nipple. That's a nipple.
Right.
Oh, man, this is incredible. So it was, I was there, special guest host was there, and owner of the house was there, and we were watching this squiggly pornography, and we're like, 14, so of course, we're like, oh God, this is so hot, but we all want to use it, but we all did, where are we going to go, what are we going to do?
That sounded really creepy, by the way you're like, an owner of the house was there too.
I'm
so it's like this 40-year-old man just sitting there watching you guys beat off the squiggly pornography.
I don't want to mention any names, so he was our age.
Our age now or your age then?
I was 14, yeah, he was 32.
You know, this friend from church.
But he had a Dreamcast, so it was really cool. We wanted to go over there. But so we're all like 14, The Box comes on. We have to capitalize on this opportunity, but we're all like, it's three guys in a room. We don't want to look at each other do this.
Right.
So we hatch this perfect plan where each of us is behind the other one.
Oh, no.
Slightly to the left.
Oh, well, good.
At least you're not looking at his back. You can still see the screen, but all you see is the guy's back or the guy in front of you.
Oh, so you did it so that your view wasn't blocked.
The view of the TV was not blocked. You just couldn't see the guy in front of you.
So it wasn't out of consideration.
Do you remember this?
Of course I remember this. I don't remember. Here's what I don't remember is hatching the perfect plan. I remember thinking, I hope no one ever talks about this ever again. but, you know, I think we respected each other enough to realize that we all needed to do that.
Yep.
And we were cool about it. And we swore to never talk about it. No, we didn't. It just sort of happened, and I'm not sure if I actually finished, but...
Oh, I finished, Brandon.
I know. Well, I was in front of you, so
I think your roof is leaking, yep.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a fun memory.
Rain is warm and briny. I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I also have a story about our special guest host tonight. A while back, a few episodes ago, I talked about this wonderful, magical, enchanted place I used to work at, where I got that $10,000 check.
Mm.
And our special guest host worked there as well. That's actually where I met Tyler.
Yeah, I brought you two together.
Our special guest. So if it weren't for him, you wouldn't be hearing the show right now.
None of this would be.
So he's kind of like, he's like our pod father.
Yeah, nice.
So anyway, we used to work at this internet service provider. Do you still remember the number?
1-800-500-4084.
That's it.
Apex Internet Services. I swear to God. Try to unlock my phone.
Slide unlock. What's your password? Just tell the whole internet.
4084.
Nice.
It's my pin. It's been my pin number and my lock code since.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I mean, it's just what happened. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. Now you have to change it because everyone's going to be able to access your bank.
It's not my bank pin.
Oh, okay.
Not until I read off his credit card.
Right.
Which I've got. That reminds me of another story. Okay. But this guy, special guest host, we were working at Apex Internet, and across the street was Nick's, a restaurant. And if you're not familiar with the culture of Paducah, every year we have this quilt show. The city hosts this quilt show, and thousands...
Like, biggest quilt show in the United States? Oh, like, yeah. That's our... It's Paducah's call to fame.
Yeah, it's in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
I should have said that. Like, I don't know. I think India's got a pretty big quilt scene.
It's like thousands of quilters just descend upon the city. And this restaurant across the street, Nick's, had a sign out, you know, with the, what do you call the sign with all the changeable letters?
Marquee.
Yeah, thank you. They had a marquee that said, "Welcome Quilters." And
then I think their phone number or something.
Yeah, yeah. And under the cover of night, special guest host and I ran over there and switched out all the letters and anagrammed it to say, "We serve sweet squirrel cum."
There's a picture for the show notes.
I don't know. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Fucking
I have to somewhere. I had a before and after shot, and I thank God for the internet anagram server.
Right.
All the letters in, and then I think we took a bunch of the letters down first.
Uh-huh.
We had to watch out for a cop. It was, I should also mention, right next to the police station.
Yeah, like a block away from the police station.
We took the letters down and then laid them out on the floor and tried to see what we could come up with. And after about an hour of deliberation, it was, "We serve sweet squirrel cum. The price, $4.20.
I forgot about that part. Stupidly, we didn't just write down the letters. We're like, let's steal them first, and then switch them around on the floor for an hour. Where we work.
It was way more fun that way.
I almost told the story about how I almost told the fire extinguisher story.
Oh yeah,
and the pizza in the ceiling story.
Yeah.
So you got to be on the show at least two more times so I can tell those stories.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Should we introduce them or? Can we just refer to him as special guest host
for the whole episode? Yeah. And not until his interview special will we say who it is. All right,
fine.
No, this is special guest host, longtime friend of Dave and I, Brandon Eves. Very glad to finally have you on the show.
I'm so happy to be here. I listened. I was so excited to see when you guys did this show. Ellis did it at work, and I crack up a lot because it's like I'm sitting in a room with you guys, but I don't get to say anything, but I get to hear about shit that you guys wouldn't normally talk about. And
you know, buttholes and masturbation. And...
Yeah, I was telling him that the intro really cracks me up every time I hear it because the way that she says games, and what is it, Tyler and Dave play old games. It sounds like a text-to-speech sort of like old games. Like, how about a nice game of chess?
And you mentioned that to me, and I was like, no, it doesn't. And then cool. I played it, and I was like, now I can't unhear it, Brandon. Thank you.
It's like, you guys definitely did it on purpose, but I like that you didn't.
Right, so today is... Original Flavor Wednesday.
Yeah. What do we do on Original Flavor Wednesday?
Original Flavor Wednesday.
That's hard to say.
Yeah. We maintain what we started the podcast to do, play through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games.
In order.
In order.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You've done it in order?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From worst to best.
All right.
So we're
sort of.
What are we talking about this week?
This week, go ahead, Brandon.
I had a quick trivia question. Do you know how many Super Nintendo games were made out of all time?
Isn't it like 600?
So it's not a undoable number for us to play through every Super Nintendo game eventually.
I'm not suggesting that. I just was curious.
Oh, I thought you knew the answer. I think
I have no idea.
I think it's like it's around 600.
Yeah, I remember it's not like a ludicrous amount. Like how many Game Boy Advance titles there are?
How many
thousands?
Oh yeah,
really?
Thousands. Like it's ridiculous how many. Like considering Japan and.
I know
Europe,
what we're doing next. We're running a Super Nintendo games, Tyler.
The world's top 1,000 Game Boy Advance games.
Sometimes, you know, I'll see like a something on Reddit or something that's like, look at this guy's video game like room, and he has every single gaming console, every single game. The closest collection I've seen is probably yours.
Oh, and yeah. I've got most consoles, most of the from my generation consoles.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, but today we played, and then we're going to talk about IGN's 55th ranked game, Axelay.
I know a little bit about that. I think I know how the name came about.
Yeah.
But it's part of a little segment.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know.
Well, speaking of that, do I hear?
No, you don't hear Trainsy. You hear two barking dogs.
Yep.
Which, Brandon, you know Corey, who worked with us at Apex.
Yep.
His Nana lives two doors down.
Yeah.
And those are her dogs.
Amazing.
So, Corey, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but could you please call your Nana and ask her to just bring the dogs out?
I guess we can treat them as, if the Wikipedia train isn't coming, then we have the dog heralds that are announcing the coming.
It's a dog sled?
The dog sled.
Thanksgiving's over and they're ushering us into Christmas.
The Wiki sled. Roof.
Guys, Axelay, or as its title in Japan, Akusure.
Okay, all right.
Now we see where it got its name. It's just a poor translation. The title itself is a poor translation. Usually it's the copy in the game. It's a scrolling shooter video game developed by Konami. You ever heard of them?
Hmm.
Konami?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That probably didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are joking.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I do. I understand that reference.
We just stole his moment. It was, get this. I think there's a conspiracy here. It was released on September 11th, 1992, in Japan. So there's some Pearl Harbor link for all the conspiracy theorists out there.
The Axelay conspiracy theories.
Try to bomb the harbor. It's a sci-fi scrolling shooter in the same vein as other Konami titles, such as Life Force. Either of you guys?
Unfamiliar.
No. Either.
And Gradius.
Okay.
Gradius, I'm familiar
no.
with. The game features both horizontal and vertical scrolling levels and allows the player to choose three different weapon types, which increase in number as he or she progresses through the game.
The way you said, because Axelay or Axoray.
Akusure.
Akusure. Reminds me of recent news story. The guy who created Lululemon yoga pants.
I don't know what that is either.
It's like a near translucent yoga pant that was really popular, and like New York banned them because like people were swerving off the road and stuff like that because they really, I mean, yoga pants won. It's a subreddit in and of itself, like girls in yoga pants. So these are like the most revealing yoga pants.
This sounds like something that they would have in Japan, except they would have like other women's legs printed on them.
I've seen,
you know,
they have those, but they look hairy.
Right.
So men won't touch them on the subway.
Yeah.
But the creator of Lululemon Drop or Lululemon yoga pants named that he's very, very racist. And he named them that because it was funny to hear Asians try to pronounce it.
Whoa.
He came out and said that in a statement.
Wow. Is he also the CEO of GoDaddy?
Man, maybe.
Why?
Dude shot the elephant. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, I can't remember. What's his name? I guess he's the CEO.
Elephant?
Yeah, the elephant. Bongo.
Shut up.
Bongo. Poor Bongo.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'll post it in the show notes. You have to check it out when you get home.
All right, good.
So, Axelay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and the elephant that has been shot, we'll go ahead and bring it out of the room. I didn't think this game was terrible. I didn't think it was good either. I think this is a pretty solid, mediocre shooter. Has its ups, has its downs, but solid C all around for me.
All right, that's the show.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us all on iTunes and Stitcher.
I can tell you why.
Why?
Well, I really enjoyed, because you start off, and it does, I believe it was also in Super Turrican 2,
yep.
The way it was, it's this weird revolving, like melting toilet paper roll spool, like it's...
All right, that's a pretty good analogy. But
how long did it take you to come up with that one?
So when I was playing, I was like, this is like a toilet paper roll that's spinning, also melting.
Meg, write this down for me. It's good.
Yeah, I felt the exact same way.
Well, it's like a fucking Dalí painting.
Hey, you shouldn't say that on the show.
I know. I should try to keep it clean. I did Alien 3. Did you notice I didn't swear in Alien 3, Tyler?
No.
Jacob, did you notice that?
Well, Jacob noticed.
The mentioned previous guest, Jacob York, does not appreciate swearing on the show.
Mm-mm.
No.
He wants us to be super, super clean.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up. If Jacob was here right now, I would fucking slip some GHB into his code red, and I would skull fuck him while he wears a steel butt plug with a raccoon tail on the end, and I would call him Tanuki.
God damn it, I want to leave that in, but I don't think I can.
No, fan art. Fan art, somebody
you're
draw
okay?
that.
You're okay with me leaving
okay
that
with,
in?
I'm okay with all right. that.
Moving on.
Jacob just, he's in his car just shaking his head, mildly pissed with like a disgusted look on his face right now.
A wolf fighting fan?
Nipple
yeah.
quivering.
Oh yeah. Nipples quivering in fury. All right, so melting toilet paper towel levels.
Yeah, explain what you mean by that.
Because it's just on a spool that's turning, so you can see it sort of coming up at an angle, so it's, and it goes down at an angle.
It's kind of the horizon.
Yeah,
it's maybe like looking at. It always reminds me of like looking at a snow globe, you know, because it's all distorted because it's perfectly spherical.
Yeah,
and it's like you see shit coming up on the horizon, but nothing pokes out. You know what I mean? It's like everything's just kind of smooth. It's like everything's just kind of slicked back, like you run grease through your hair.
Yeah, and because it stretches and gets more distorted, and then sometimes you have to still avoid the shit that's there, and it makes it weird.
Yeah, because you can't see it until it's right up on you.
Yeah, and then you still have to, if you're trying to move up on the screen, you could still hit something that's getting distorted and running off the side.
Yeah,
and
something that you really can't even fucking see.
Yeah, you don't know if you have to blow it up or not. Parts that you can blow up and parts that you're supposed to fly over are, it's hard to tell which is which.
But what's really weird about it, at least for me, was that once I played it for a bit, I got totally used to it.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I just totally got used to it. It really bothered me at first, but then, like, the longer I played, the more I guess my mind adjusted to the surrealness.
You just remember just so fondly Super Turrican 2.
Oh, just, Super Turrican 2.
Went back.
God.
But I did not enjoy those levels. That first level is probably where I died the most until I got a feel for the game.
Levels are half the game.
Yeah.
Because
six levels.
There's six stages, and they alternate between vertically scrolling and horizontally scrolling.
Which I do like that aspect. Yeah. I don't like the vertical levels, but I like the switch.
The change up.
Yeah.
It's like a little less grueling than R-Type was.
Yeah, although I feel the side-scrolling levels, it paled in comparison to R-Type. I feel like R-Type did the horizontal levels better.
See, I disagree. I thought I liked the way that Axelay did it because I could tell what was in the background and what was in the foreground, which is the big problem I had with R-Type 3. Was that I didn't know if the spinning shit in the background was actually going to hurt me or not. Mm. I felt like in Axelay, I knew one way or another, like, oh, that's going to kill me. Yeah.
Brandon, what was your experience with Axelay?
About 20 minutes before we started the show, Dave showed it to me. I played about 20 credits and I didn't make it very far.
That's fair.
I liked it. I think if I had more time to spend with it, I'd get into it. You know, similar flight patterns to 1942.
Yeah.
I feel like I had those down pretty quickly, but I just couldn't make it through.
I was about to say, you started on normal, not knowing that there was an easy difficulty. So, like, I was watching, because I played on easy.
Oh, so did I.
I was watching Brandon playing, and I was, like, thinking to myself, is this motherfucker playing on normal? And then I mentioned it. And I was like, man, he's a badass. And then I noticed him like dying over and over again. So I was like, oh, he did not mean to do this. Like, you know, there's an easy mode, right? He's like, no, how do I get there?
I want to go to there.
I said, how do I go back? He's like, no. This is way before he could go back. I think it's worth mentioning. I haven't been playing games in a while.
The last game I remember playing with you was like Guitar
Diablo
Hero.
3.
Diablo. Okay, Diablo 3. That's true.
Most games that I've played, these guys have gotten me into. I didn't play the original Diablo, and then Dave showed me Diablo 2 at Apex, and I was quickly addicted. So I waited for 10 years for Diablo 3 to come out, and That was the first game I played really for a while.
Path of Exile. You have to check it out.
Okay.
It's free.
I asked Tyler one time on Facebook. I said, hey, I need a game to play at work. He never responded.
Tyler.
I think I did like a week later.
Oh, you did?
And I said like Earthbound.
Oh, right.
You never finished that. I remember started it and you really liked it.
I do really like it. I've started it about 20 times and never finished it.
It's fun making that first screen, making the characters.
Yeah.
But I remember being, because I was always a gamer, and I wanted, you had like a Genesis. I remember playing that boxing game where you were always the beast. Yeah, Vander Holyfield's boxing. We played that a lot.
Beast mode.
So like trying to pull you over to being a gamer, because I remember when you played the Diablo 2 beta, and it's like sitting in church and hearing you like, oh, you were so excited talking about Diablo 2.
You played the Diablo 2 beta?
Yeah,
dude. Oh, I don't remember that. It must have been right before you started.
No, it was at Apex. I thought we all played the beta. It was like, I know Corey did.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. No, because I was insanely jealous that you guys were in the beta. Because I wasn't in the beta.
Wow.
Because Brandon and I, we met like fifth grade. I was in fifth grade. You were in sixth grade. It was the first time we met because our parents were friends at church. And then Brandon and I have a lot of church. It was probably primarily church stories and masturbation stories. It's pretty much the extent of.
Yeah.
So I remember just sitting there and you were like, okay, you can be a barbarian. I said, yeah. Okay, you get the skull and you get four perfect skulls, join them together in a Roger Cube. And then you put those in club. And I had two clubs. And I'm like, rah, rah, rah. And I was just like so happy. I had no idea what you're talking about because I'd never played Diablo 1 or Diablo 2. But I'm just happy to hear you excited about a game.
I think it was my first real role-playing game experience in a way. Because I always watched you play these games. They look super involved, like too much. I was like, there's too much going on here.
Why are you playing this? Do you get money at the end? No.
Yeah, I didn't understand until I played Ultima Online and Diablo and stuff.
We need to do a UO show. I think we should do a UO show.
Oh, that'd be good.
Other Shit Monday. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. If you wanted to, I know you have something to do later or tomorrow morning really early, but we could fucking sit here and knock out a UO.
God. I feel like we'd have to get Josh for that, though.
Okay.
Josh would really want to be in a UO show. All right.
Fair enough.
But Axelay.
Axelay. Don't say it like you didn't get us off topic.
That's true. Come on, you guys. Let's talk about Axelay.
Come on. We're going to fucking talk about this game.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, but I got killed easily. And, from my experience, I would give it 2 out of 5 Iron Dogs.
Well, even getting 1 Iron Dog at all is pretty good.
Not 100% Iron Dog approved.
Not 100% Iron Dog approved.
And also, trying to think about the different levels, all the bosses kind of meld together for me except for the final one.
I don't know. I don't really feel them
as being super distinct.
No way, man.
I feel like they were just like the big organic robot kind of thing, and then except for the last one. I distinctly remember the last one.
I don't know. I thought they were more memorable to me than a lot of bosses. Maybe not in R-Type. I think R-Type, because I'm sitting back, I was like, can I remember the bosses in R-Type 3? And for the most part, I can. Yeah.
That one you spent 5 hours on.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
But I don't know. I like the mech boss. He looks just like a mech warrior, but he has a xenomorph alien shield over his head.
Head?
Whatever it is. And then I did think that all the bosses in the vertically scrolling levels were a whole lot easier than the ones in the horizontally scrolling.
Yeah, totally agree with you.
Because there were a few. There's a lava stage.
Yep.
Goes to say.
You're damn right. There's a lava stage.
It's a 1990s game. Of course, it has a lava stage. And the boss for that level was, I thought, super easy.
Because he's the giant lava man that has a robotic heart.
Yeah.
He doesn't really react to you shooting him in the heart. He just eventually just, gives up and melts down back into the lava.
He tries to smash you with his gigantic palms.
But I think I cleared this game in an hour and a half to 2 hours.
All right. I gotta call you out.
I feel like it was a quick play.
Because you told me in a text that you're a big cheater.
I turned on the I played until I lost all my continues, and I was like, I gotta go to work. So I turned on 99 lives. That way I didn't have to start over every continue. And then had I played it through straight, I still lost fewer lives than if I had started over. It only took me 20 lives.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Use the game, genie.
Yep. Damn right.
Well, I gotta tell you, I think your game experience would have changed without it.
Without it?
Because it seems like the levels are designed to be, you get 3 lives?
Mm-hmm.
And they're designed for you to do them in 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it always, like, I the first playthrough on each level, I'd be able to get to the boss, and the boss would kill me. And then be like, okay, well, if I go through this again just a little bit better and understand the boss, then I can probably get through it. And pretty much every time. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's a tip for good level design, I thought.
Yeah. Because it was enough pattern recognition, but also enough chaos with the stray bullets that you just couldn't,
like, intuition.
It wasn't bland memorization to go through a level.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave, for appreciating the creator's, you know, intent for the player and not cheating like Tyler.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I can understand that Tyler needs to make money, but, you know, really, should he put that before the show? I don't know.
See, the thing is, I can't cheat on Other Shit Monday games, so those are all legit.
Yeah, those do take a lot longer to play.
Why? What's...
Because they're on Steam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I've heard one of those yet. Time.
You should check it out.
Okay.
You dig it.
And then, because the game we are playing for the next 2 weeks, I'm playing straight up.
Yeah, I am too.
So...
Should we give that away? Teaser?
Yeah, so people maybe look forward to it if they remembered it. So I spent the last 2 days straight pretty much playing through Secret of Evermore.
Yeah.
Because Dave and I have been talking about playing that for a while.
I've never played it. You played it as a kid.
Uh-huh.
So...
A little bit. Josh and I rented it for a weekend.
I don't... God, now I want to talk about that. All right, we got to get back on Axelay. Yeah.
So if you were a fan of Secret of Evermore, which is not on the top 100 list...
Which, don't get me started on that. We got to get back to Axelay.
Like, so you look forward to it 2 weeks.
Or so. We don't
or know. Ish.
Ish. In the works.
I really like the upgrades to your weapons. I thought that was...
Yes.
Was nice. Because they're all very different from each other. You can always switch and mix up exactly how it works.
There's, what, three different types of main weapons?
Yes.
And at the end of... If the mics picked that up, which I know they did, it must have sounded like you getting situated on a mattress.
That's all I like to. I do tap out like hedonism bot. I'm just laying out eating grapes.
This show is found with each person sitting on a mattress, one in front of the other. Strategically so we can see each other's back.
That's a show.
So see if we can get that on Urban Dictionary, strategic masturbation placement.
Man, Urban Dictionary has not accepted my most recent entry for submission, which was church basement.
Mm.
They deemed it an inside joke, which is all that Urban Dictionary is.
I've seen people like their name and the definition of funny story about themselves. So I don't even understand.
So listener challenge, if you can get church basement on Urban Dictionary, please try. Dave could not.
Yeah, if you can do it, there'll be some kind of reward in it for you.
Can I have a definition?
Church basement.
This story will definitely hit up with Brandon, because church basement is a story about me fooling around with a girl in our church. Well, it's the
he
church.
He started to whisper to me. Like,
it was the church nursery, but it is since going. You know all that.
Yeah.
You know all that.
That's gross.
I didn't admit to it like 10 years after it happened.
Yeah. Was on the show, a story on the show?
Yeah.
I heard that when it worked and I was laughing really hard.
Because Brandon's like, you fucking did it. No, I didn't. I would never do that. Dude, you fucking did that. No. Brandon did that.
Axelay.
But it's a bullet hell game and you can run out of ammo.
Well, yeah.
You run out of good ammo and you're left with shitty ammo.
And it's really important how you run out of ammo. Whenever you're hit, whatever weapon you're using malfunctions and ceases to work, and you have to switch over to one of your other two weapons.
Oh, okay.
And then when all three are destroyed, you have this little red
you're
gun.
Fucked, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You are fucked. It is possible still to complete the level, but it's really super difficult.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Wait, so you can fly to the end without damaging anyone? You don't have to kill everyone?
No, you do.
You could.
You can skip some of the enemies, but you'd have to kill the boss.
But how can
with
you
that,
kill them without...
You have to kill them with that puny red gun.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And without dying in the process, which... Ugh.
But I like that, because I hadn't seen that in a side-scrolling space shooter ever.
Yeah, our type, because it was you get your good upgrade, die, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's like it's not a one hit, you're done kind of game. I like that because you can kind of be strategic, because I'd get to parts of the level where it's like, okay, I really like this gun. My favorite gun was this spreading plasma gun where you'd fire it.
The needles?
And fork out. No, it was it's the upgrade before needles.
Oh, okay.
Where it's just like a split shot.
Split and go around you and then circle back. Okay.
And so what I would do is be like, all right, I know there's a part of this level I always get hit. I always get hit. I'm going to try to avoid it, but I'm probably going to fail. So I'm going to switch to the gun I hate. That way when I get hit, that gun is out and I still have my favorite gun. So once I get out of that shitstorm, I'll just switch over to my favorite gun.
Okay, that's good.
So I like that because you could like form these like tiny strategies within the game.
That's good, because you can't. I'm pretty sick of the upgrade, happen to get hit toward the end of a level.
And losing everything.
Everything.
Yeah, and they also do the weapon upgrades. You don't pick them up as power-ups, which I like as well, because while you're fighting all these swarming enemies, you're not worrying about picking up power-ups.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to distract you. You can just focus on the enemies coming in, which I really like. And as long as you progress through the game, at the end of each stage, they give you a weapon upgrade. So, like, you don't have to worry about it. All you have to worry about is being good at the game. Like, you don't have to worry about what you're over there laughing at.
No, I definitely purposely ran into some people because I thought it was a power up. That's definitely ammo. Damn it.
That's good. I remember I hated the last vertical scrolling stage where there are pipes everywhere and you have to navigate in and out of the pipes and blow up these joints in the pipes. Uh-huh. I could never tell exactly which joint
I was
trying to, because maybe my TV was off, because it all looked just the same to me. Because I was like, where, fucking, world seven fucking pipes, fuck.
Because there's silver pipes, and everything that you can shoot is yellow, essentially, in that stage.
It all blended into me, so I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Big yellow joint.
That's been all the notes I have for Axel.
I don't know the format. You say what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, for you guys, I obviously don't know anything about it.
Usually we talk about the highs and lows.
This game has a story.
I like the story.
I remember
my favorite part.
The amulet with the family in it and
a
locket. Not really an amulet. I'm too D&D focused. The amulet, his amulet of power.
It's an amulet of foolhardiness.
Okay.
It's actually
the cursed item.
Yeah, deduxed wisdom that causes you to get in the last starfighter of the solar system. Do you notice the name of the solar system?
I forgot.
Illus. Yo, this solar system is the Illus. So you jump in the very last starfighter to go battle aliens that supposedly, I guess, killed your family. I hope they killed that guy's family specifically. Like, it wasn't a war or anything. They're just like Bob's family.
So it's actually also like the greatest ship, the last and best ship in the humans.
It's the last. I hope it's the worst. I hope everyone's just like, oh God, it's just only Axelay is left.
I hope it's like Periscope Down, where they just give them the shittiest submarine and they're able to beat all the other nuclear submarines with just tenacity and just this ragamuffin crew coming together. We don't have enough Kelsey Grammer Periscope Down references on Dad Punk. I saw that shit in the theater and fucking loved every second of it.
More than Alien Resurrection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to imagine it was the worst. It's the worst space fighter they had in the fleet. It wasn't destroyed because it wasn't in the battle, and now they're worried Bob's going to pilot it, and he's all depressed because he just lost his family. So everyone on Earth is just, or I'm sorry, planet Illus, which I like to think is ruled by an exhibit. Bob, I need you to get in that starfighter. I need you to blow up some aliens.
Heard you like starfighters, so put a starfighter in your starfighter.
Thank you.
I mean, after hearing your commentary, I do feel better about the game. You put a spin on the game that I didn't really think about, but you're right in everything that you've said. So after you showing me a side that I didn't really think about, I can see why for an early shooter, I don't think you're going to get an early shooter that's going to be really high on anyone's top 100 list.
This is my favorite that I've played. My favorite space shooter. Mm-hmm. And I've played, because you know I don't like these games, mm-hmm. typically. I didn't feel like it was so bullet hellish that I couldn't handle it, at least on easy. Yeah. I did try the first level on normal, and I was like, you know what? I think I got the gist of it going through easy.
Yeah.
I kind of set the controller down.
Although when it comes to like shooters, I guess, and I just kudos to how brilliant they were, because I still feel like Pocky and Rocky 2 is my favorite shooter of IGN's top 100.
Yeah, I always forget that's a shooter.
Yep.
Can I say one thing?
One thing.
And then I'll leave.
Yep.
I'll get out of town.
You get out of your house and Brad and I'll just sit here and drink beers.
I'm going to go play with Nano's dogs. You guys finish the show. Laser wind like a motherfucker, yo. That is my favorite weapon in the game.
What is it?
You get it like at the very end.
What is it called?
It's called Laser Wind.
Laser Wind.
And it's also the tattoo I'm going to get on my gooter at the end of the show. You ready for Laser Wind?
Because I know you like lasers so much, I put a fucking Laser Wind on your starship.
Laser Wind is like a good, like,
pimp my starship.
Sonic 2 level. Like, I can imagine, like, Laser Wind, stage one.
But yeah, like these four lasers. Some would say the best number of lasers.
The best number of lasers.
But come out of your ship and essentially encompass your whole ship, okay. And then shoot forward.
Yep.
So it like doubles as a badass projectile and a wonderful shield, because mm-hmm. it envelops your whole axile before firing. Accusare.
But I think I used the needle gun more than I used anything else.
That's where, explain that one to me.
Looks like miniature blue lasers that kind of attract, they go out and then attract to the enemy.
A whole bunch of them.
And come out of you, yeah. So I use that pretty much, that and then the bomb that drops onto the enemy, so then I could go above them on the horizontal stages and just carpet bomb them.
I use that a lot in what I call the Cave of Aberrations. Do you know what level I'm talking about? I think it's like stage 3.
Yep. I think just like there's the lava level, there has to be the weird alien, weird organic alien level.
Yeah.
To where it's just like some weird tentacles and Cthulhu-esque.
Look at all the fauna we created. I think that level had the absolute worst enemy in the game. I think it was that level. It might have been the final stage, where it's this creature that has like long blocks for arms. You know what I'm talking about? And it flies at you and it just slams the blocks together. And like, if you get hit with something physically, it's still one shot, you're dead. Like, if you get hit by a laser blast, it's when a weapon goes away. Mm-hmm. That's normally what happens. But if, like, you careen into a wall or something, you're fucked. Game over. That's how these monsters are with these block arms. If they hit you, it's essentially like you running into a wall.
Mm-hmm. Can you block them?
Can't block.
You can move. That's the best you can do.
Can't block a block.
Can't block a block.
I wish I would have made it that far.
That sounds fun.
It's not too late. We can live stream it right now if you want to.
Okay.
Live stream Brandon just crashing into the sides of walls and into the block monster.
Can't block a block.
We'll do a montage of the expletives that come
up. I've got some achievements.
You got achievements?
Mm-hmm. I have two.
I've got some Secret of Evermore achievements. Would you like me to read those instead?
No. I mean, I would. I'd prefer that, but we should wait.
Okay, well, I don't have any Axelay achievements, so I will work on that.
Well, I guess before the achievements, talk about the final boss. The final boss is very, very R-type.
Oh, my God, yes.
The large, half the screen, got to hit the eyeball in the middle kind of boss.
That's how it starts, and it has many forms, mm-hmm. this boss.
Three or four.
Yeah, because you've got that giant eyeball that you're talking about, mm-hmm. where it spins large meteors that you have to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you defeat that one, it turns into... I think this is a really cool boss because, like, it knows Bob's weakness. He's had a lot of mental fatigue because he's seen his whole squad just destroyed by this alien. And what does it do? It shoots their ghosts at him.
Okay.
Because it starts shooting those ghost ships to fight you.
Yeah.
So you have to defeat all those. And then once you beat the boss there, he changes forms into, like, he turns into a giant ghost.
Yep, and then as he's retreating, as you're chasing him, you're shooting him, but it doesn't look like it's doing anything, and you just eventually win.
I like a new segment that involves Brandon. We can only do it when Brandon's on the show. Brandon, you used to live in New York for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you probably encountered a lot of ghosts and homeless people, I'm assuming, right?
And homeless ghosts.
What we just said, could you translate that as what would a homeless person say happened? Yeah. It's a new segment that's called Brandon is Homeless.
About the battle?
Yeah, the ghost battle.
Yo, man, he put me on the spot. Yep. I'm trying to think of a good... There's a guy, he had a lot of funny words that he would put together. Like, he was around my neighborhood, and I'd walk outside, he would just be just going at it, talking to himself about something. He'd be like, Tropical Capricorn! And I'm like, Tropical Capricorn, that's fun to say. Tropical Capricorn! So he'd be like... this sounds like actually something he said. The starship with the eyeball shooting ghosts at me. Fucking dead people shooting at me like a bullet. Ghost bullet. I ain't scared. My house ain't haunted. Ghost bullet shooting motherfucker.
Brandon's so immersed in character, he just looks just sick and hungover as he's doing his impression.
I think you should start a podcast and call it Ghost Bullet.
Ghost Bullet.
Tropical Capricorn with Brandon Eames.
Tropical Capricorn, I love that.
It's just you going doing that for 45 minutes.
Tropical Capricorn.
Once a week.
All right.
So yeah, I like that boss. Yeah. Awkward transition.
That boss was fun.
That reminded me of a time that you visited New York, Dave, and a homeless man literally told you that he wanted to take your eyes.
Yeah. I forgot about that story.
Give me your eyes, boy.
Do you remember when Tony called in, or Yuki's cousin called in and asked for what the weirdest thing anyone had said to you? Impresario Tony, yes. I forgot about that story, and I remember it like a week later. I was like, damn it, I should have used that guy from New York who was like, I want your eyes, boy.
It was awesome. And Dave was just kind of like, well, you can't have them. Sorry.
Damn it. I've got a huge Naruto tangent I could go on, but I'm not going to do it.
A huge what?
Naruto?
No.
The anime?
No, I'm sorry.
Just the look. Just a look of complete uninterest on your face.
It's like if I had approached my dad saying Naruto, it'd be the same reaction. What? No. No.
So achievements. You've got an achievement for Axel?
First one is shit gonna change, which is you beat the first level. Because after you beat the first level, shit's gonna change. In ways I didn't expect. The second one being Ghost Rider.
Nice.
And that's what you get for defeating the final boss.
Sorry, I think you meant Ghost Bullet.
Ghost Bullet.
Motherfucker. I think we're going to need a double explicit tag on this show.
Yep.
And what that looks like, the normal explicit tag just looks like a red E. The double explicit tag just looks like Jacob crying. Just openly weeping.
But it's Micah giving like a weird like smile of glee. Lord Mike just, yes. Like that Louis C.K. just talking about, like his when he broke his daughter's toy, just the look of just like sinful glee on his daughter's face, just smiling and nodding. That's Lord Mike.
So those are your achievements?
Yep.
Do you have any?
I think I've thought of some now that I didn't have any because I didn't even know this was a thing.
Brandon listens to the first 30 minutes of our show.
I usually have about 30 minutes and then I have to stop. And then if I'm playing it through... Chrome, which is the browser I use, there is a problem, I guess. Maybe you can edit this out if you don't want people to know about it.
No.
Update your, I don't know.
They can know about it.
Use a different browser. I play it, and then I pause it, and then I come back to it, and I hit play, and it starts back at the beginning again.
I've noticed the same thing in Firefox.
Yeah.
Anyways. So just another reason you should subscribe to the show on iTunes.
Exactly. That's what I did now, and they're on my... phone, which is cool because this car just rented for this trip is like it's like a starship. It's got all these screens,
ghosts,
it's got all these crazy screens, and I got to connect my phone through it, and it's been really cool. But first achievement, pimp my starship, and that is when you collect all the weapons, you max the weapons
out. That's a good one. That's a good. That's a really good one.
I still don't have any.
I say number two is I didn't make it this far, but from hearing you guys talk about it, I would call it the Captain Ray Parker Jr. is when you defeat your first ghost. It could be subtitled "I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost."
Oh, okay.
Or nice. I'd like to submit Gitter.
get her
to the possible names for that achievement.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but imagine it like someone not from Kentucky saying it. Like when I say it, it sounds like really ominous. Get her.
Get her.
Yeah, but like, when they say it in Ghostbusters, it's really funny.
I think we should call this achievement Get Her. Give me those eyes, boy. Get her. Gooter, get her.
And then I guess honorable hero is when you fail. You fail completely. 3 times in a row. And I got that one.
I got one finally. Okay. Thank you for drawing that out as long as possible. Mine is a friendly neighborhood spider ship. And in order to unlock friendly neighborhood spider ship, you have to beat the first stage because the boss is a giant spaceship spider, which actually has a web laser that he shoots at you. And if it hits you, your ship slows down.
Yeah, I remember being frustrated by that, yeah.
By frustrated, you mean just frustrated with glee.
Is it? Oh, yeah!
Innovative boss! Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I don't feel like we've been recording very long. That saddens me because I'm really enjoying the company here in this Tadpog Annex tonight. But it looks like you're ready to go.
I do. I've got Fridays and Saturdays are rough for me.
I understand. Well, with that in mind, with Fridays and Saturdays being rough in mind, mm-hmm. if you were to give this game any kind of beard in the world, what kind of beard would you give it? How many beards out of 5?
Oh, numerical values are hard. I haven't done numerical value beards in a while.
It's just type of beard over 5. It's an easy answer. Van Dyke over. I give it a Van Dyke out of 5.
Okay, so I give this a Back to the Future 3, Marty McFly's grandfather. Uh-huh. His mustache and 5 o'clock shadow over 5.
Okay. 5 o'clock shadow over 5, so a whole shadow.
Yep, a whole shadow and a small auburn mustache and a silly hat.
By the way, have you been looking through my Secret of Evermore achievements?
No.
With your Marty McFly reference? I like that, Tyler. Mm. But I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses usually have how many lenses?
2.
Typically 2. Okay. So that's why.
Or one large one.
Okay. Well, let's go with your first answer.
2? Okay.
2. Because glasses have 2 lenses, you have to score glasses out of 10. So what kind of glasses over 10 would you give this game?
So like it's a pair of like older glasses you've had for a while and you really like the frames? Mm-hmm. Frames. You really like the frames. Like they were just like, you saw them in the store. You're like, this is perfect. You put them on. You're very happy. So the frames, you love them. But they're old and your eyes have weakened and you need a better prescription. So they look good, but they just don't work for you anymore. Those glasses out of 10.
Awesome.
Yep.
I think we should keep rating games like this because then we can hopefully actually submit it to Metacritic and just completely...
Let them fuck with it.
Just let them figure it out.
I don't think I should still say about Axelay.
That's all you got to say. Brandon, do you have anything left to say about Axelay?
What do you close it down? Is he Tyler the only one who does the beard glasses?
If you've got one, go for it.
I was going to ask you, do you have a beard?
No, I never have a beard. Are you kidding me?
There's been one instance where he's given glasses to a game. Like I give beards and he's given glasses like once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just not my thing, you know?
You can't
give a beard unless you grow a beard, and I have not grown a beard.
You can't grow a beard?
No.
Right. Have you ever tried?
Yeah.
I was doing a little Movember thing going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look good. I like it.
I think you look better with a beard.
Thanks. I would give Axelay a really funky, nasty homeless beard.
A tropical Capricorn?
That's what we're going to call it.
Tropical Capricorn beard.
Can we name the episode Tropical Capricorn? I think we'll have like 3,000 listens as soon as we upload it.
It's got little pieces of like, you know, bagel and pizza.
Because you know, well, when pizza's on a bagel.
You can have pizza any fucking time you want, even if you're homeless.
Because it's the hallmark food of the homeless, bagels and pizza.
When you're homeless, you can have pizza. When pizza's like a dollar slice in New York. Doesn't take long to get that. And like Stardust in it.
Stardust in the beard?
In the beard.
How is that possible?
David Bowie.
Yeah, man.
It's as musical as my references get.
Glasses, I would say a vintage pair of Persols with the lenses out of them with Dave's eyes taped to the front.
He got them eyes.
Literal eyeballs.
Actual eyeballs.
Just scotch taped.
Them eyes.
And the homeless man with his Stardust beers running him around New York.
Yeah.
Over 10.
Over 10.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher so you don't miss the next episode or the next Original Flavor Wednesday episode.
Secrets of EverQuest.
We'll be talking about IGN's 54th ranked game, Bust a Move.
Hell yeah.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review, honest review.
Honest 5-star.
And we honestly might give you just stuff randomly because we love 5-star reviews and people who love us.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. And Brandon, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you.
I wish you lived much closer so we could do this every week because I really enjoyed having you on the show.
You could always join via Skype.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing there.
we can't get it to sound not terrible.
Yeah.
But you're more of an audio guy. We can work on that.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Yeah. Okay. Deal.
Are you all right? You're rubbing your chest like, are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. Thank you, guys.
No, we love you. You're responsible for all of this. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be.
I didn't realize that. You said it.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't think I've said this on the show before, but I remember the first time you brought Tyler to Apex.
I remember first time I went to Apex.
I fucking hated this guy. I really, because I remember when you left.
Why?
Well, after Tyler left, I was like, who is that douchebag?
I was like, that's Tyler.
And I was like, I don't like him. What is he doing with our ping pong table? What was he doing? He doesn't work here. Yeah.
Should be one others.
We didn't even talk about us being roommates.
Yeah.
We did tell the story about you pouring some sugar on everybody at the AIDS party.
See, I listen to the podcast sometimes, and then I'll hear a story that I know about or familiar with, or I was actually there for, and I'm waiting. Oh, God, I'm going to come up with this story. Yes.
Sometimes you do.
I think I've only heard one, which was I think you ordering porn.
Oh, the Playboy that we ordered?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you didn't get any trouble over that at Thanksgiving.
No. Was that me? But I didn't know. It was you. It was all you.
It was me? No, it was you. See, I felt the opposite the first time I met you because I thought you were hilarious because I walked in and Brandon's like, oh, this is Dave. And it's like something out of a Kevin Smith movie because you're kicked back in your chair and you have your headset on doing tech support. And on your monitor, blown up full screen is a blowjob. And you're just watching a blowjob scene in porn. Yeah. Just like, you need to go press start.
Go up to settings. Control panel.
And you just give me a half wave and then keep doing what you're doing.
And I remember the second time I met you, Tyler, was when Brandon and I were living together and that apartment in Murray, and I was like, I remembered you because I was thinking to myself, there's that kid with the ping pong table again. What? And then that's also because Jacob was with you as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's something, I can't remember what you said. You said something, I think you were talking about Earthbound and RPGs mm-hmm. and Final Fantasy. And that's because I remember after you left, I was thinking to myself, I was wrong about that guy.
I just flipped that switch. Okay, it's fine.
I was wrong about that guy. He's all right.
And then I used your razor and it all went back to shit again.
The fact that we're still friends after you use my razor says a lot.
You use his razor?
Well, I needed to...
See, he thinks it's weird.
Well, I needed to shave, but I had to go a job interview. I needed to shave.
Right.
So I went upstairs.
Right.
Your razor and his razor are side by side in the bathroom. And I'm like... I know Brennan's not going to care.
I know Brennan already has hepatitis. So
I've got a 50-50 shot of getting the right razor. I did not choose correctly.
I never knew that. I think it would be really fun to do... we could do Apex people. And then you could do a random other shit Thursday morning and Dave.
Random other shit Thursday morning.
John, Corey, whoever we get together and talk about games we played there. Inevitably it would be very funny.
It would be a really big undertaking. I need a new mixer.
You would need some more microphones.
We've got John signed on for one episode.
Yeah.
Signed on.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That should be good. Corey? No.
Not yet.
We can work on him.
He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
I've been around Ian, him three times. Ian.
Ian's a funny guy. About being on the
show. So yeah, he wants to do it.
Yeah. Nice. So I'm going to ask you this. What's the, this can be like in the fucking extended, you know.
The paywall.
Where it's like, Jon Stewart, he's like, hold on, I'll talk to you for a little bit more.
We'll throw this on the web. We'll throw this on the web.
No, I was, what are you going to do after you do the top 100 games?
We've talked about Dorkly's top 164 games. Yeah. We've been asked to do Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
Right.
We still have 54 weeks
right.
to decide.
It's hard to imagine that we've been doing this for a year.
We're almost halfway done.
Almost a year. And yeah, we're almost halfway through the IGN's
amazing.
List.
Yep. It's
pretty awesome.
Just so good. And suck my own dick there.
Yeah.
We've managed to stick with something this long besides our marriages. Yep.
Don't worry, guys. We will be back next week. Unfortunately, Brandon probably won't be with us unless decides not to go back home.
Unless he just stays here.
I'm leaving in like 2 hours, so unless something prevents me from getting home.
Are you asking?
Are you asking us to break your leg? Because I guess we can do that.
It sure would be a shame if something happened to me and I couldn't go.
Do you have the box
back
network?
Home?
Cool.
In the meantime, guys, you can find more Tadpog at tadpog.com. That's where all the show notes live. You can go and check out all the obscure references there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. Still trying to beat Second Breakfast's number of likes.
We're getting close. We have 31 more.
So if you haven't liked the page yet, please do so. Even if you don't use Facebook, just make an account. We won't bother you.
I haven't hit the point where I didn't make a Facebook page for my cats. James Livingston did. But I haven't asked my cats to like the Facebook page yet.
All right. Well, you know. Those are going to be the ones where it's like, oh, well.
Oh, we're so close. Fuck it. All right. Come on, cats.
Come on, River and Sky. All right, Brandon. This is the time of the show where I always ask the guest host a question.
Oh, okay.
Our intro song
is...
What's the name of our intro song?
We didn't play it at the beginning of the show, so I don't know.
It's the same one we've always had. We're not changing it up on you.
I have heard you ask someone this, and they give you the answer. Or you don't give the answer, do you?
No.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, but have you ever given the correct answer?
Have they ever given the correct answer?
Have you ever said, if they get it wrong, you say, well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You don't tell them what it is.
No, we do tell them what it is.
Okay, so yeah, I've heard you say that. It's like...
Job of a Capricorn.
I'm saying stuff to make it more time to see if I can remember it.
I've heard you. I'm saying I've heard you tell someone what the answer is.
Okay, what did I tell them?
I don't remember it.
Of course I don't.
Of course I don't remember it. I think it's called like...
Random guess.
Moo-moo? Moo-moo?
No, not moo-moo.
Okay.
I would say it's called Chains.
Chains, okay.
Close. Mm-hmm. It's moves. Mm-hmm. I was trying to moves. Help you out, but see? You were being rude to me.
See, I have... it's like one word, moves by...
By...
Modular banana.
All right, two words.
I like that.
Two words. It's actually by Tropical Capricorn.
I know.
You knew you got it somewhere.
What is it? Who did it?
Sycamore Drive.
See? I've heard you guys say that.
Where can they find that track?
They can find that track on iTunes.
Maybe.
Maybe. Not probably. That we...
I know for sure they can on Spotify, but where else?
CD Baby.
Where do we want them to go?
AltaVista.co.uk.
Web crawler.
Their Facebook page.
No,
their website.
Not their website.
Someone else's website.
Yeah. Who else's website?
Shit, I don't know.
Obamacare?
No.
Can't nobody go there.
You can get it from the Tadpog website.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right, which is tadpog.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
So
we got there.
Yeah, 0.25 out of 3.
That's it?
Show. We don't have a punchy thing to end every show on.
Slap your mama.
So we'll work it on that.
So if you think of anything, Tropical Capricorn.
Boom. Boom.
Can we have it?
Boom.
Can we have it?
Yeah.
Tropical Capricorn. Tyler and Dave make mothers uncomfortable.
Tyler and Dave make Jacob's mom say they're disgusting.
I think nasty is
nasty. Nasty. They're nasty.
She
listened to an episode.
Listens, one.
And Josh's mom also listened to an episode and was not pleased.
Why are you guys telling your moms about the show?
We're not.
We didn't. Not,
no. I've told my mom about the show. I've said, hey, look, I record a podcast. I'm not going to tell you not to listen. I am going to tell you you're not going to like it.
I tell my mom, don't listen.
Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
We need more mom listeners.
I mean, God, the shit I say on this show, because I remember, I think I said hell in front of your mom once, and she got really mad at me.
Yeah.
So, Axelay.
Axelay.